Repentance is not feeling bad because you sinned. Repentance is turning away from sin. You haven't repented until you've turned away. In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30, in the second part of this verse, we read, "Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be a ruin." God takes no pleasure in wagging his finger at us saying, "I told you so." He's pleased when we turn away from the things that could destroy us. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. "Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?" God is all-powerful, and he has endless goodwill toward man. But God can do nothing for us until we turn away from evil. The moment we turn back to God, he will turn to us. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. "Therefore say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." God is long-suffering, and he never loses his desire for all men to come to repentance. You and I may grow impatient waiting for the Lord's return, but God is not willing to leave any of his chosen ones behind. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And that is why God sent Jesus, the rock, the foundation, and the cornerstone of repentance. Luke chapter 9, verse 56. "For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." But understand this. The first principle in the doctrine of Christ is not simply repentance. It is repentance from dead works. Dead works are works that lead men away from God. The chapters of Ecclesiastes speak of the endless ways a man can waste his life. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11. "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun." But the worst kind of dead works are the works a man does trying to establish his own righteousness before God. These are sincere but misguided acts of religious devotion. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." The only path to righteousness is through the cross of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. "For he," that is God, "hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." In the book of Philippians, Paul testified of his own deliverance from dead works. His confidence had been in the works of the flesh. He came from the right family, he did the right things. But when he came to Christ, he turned away from those dead works. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more." Verse 7. "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Verse 8. "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Some people think they need to supplement the work of Jesus with works of their own. Their so-called good works are nothing but dead works, works that show their unbelief in the complete work of Jesus on the cross. To deny what Jesus did for you is to frustrate the grace of God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Even a good work is a dead work when it's done for the wrong reason. You cannot serve God in unbelief. No one can truly serve God until his conscience has been purged from dead works. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Jesus gave his life to purge our conscience from the guilt of sin. We are no longer burdened with the impossible task of trying to make ourselves acceptable before God. As Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 tells us, he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Jesus gave his life so that we could repent from dead works to serve the living God. The only work that is not a dead work is to believe on the Son of God. John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, John the Baptist told the Pharisees and Sadducees, bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. And in the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 20, Paul said that men everywhere should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. There is only one work that will turn you from a life of godlessness to a life of faith. That work is to believe on the name of the Lord. Repentance is turning away from sin, once before you were saved, but countless times after you received Jesus as your Savior. Repentance from dead works turns a life dedicated to vanity to a life dedicated to Christ. Because Jesus came into the world to call sinners to repentance, he is the rock, the foundation, and the cornerstone of repentance from dead works, the first principle in the doctrine of Christ.